Hey, this is Paul Kondo. This is the Podcast Gumbo Podcast, and I've got a rhetorical question for you. Are you like me and find those things we call national days like Cheeseball Day or worse, Moldy Cheese Day amusing? Yeah, me too. So each week, I'll have one of my podcast friends challenge me to find an episode related to one of those days, and I'll be releasing it on the actual day it occurs. So let's get to it. What is today's national day?
Hi, Paul. This is Virginia Marshall, and March 15th is Everything You Think Is Wrong Day. I'm really excited to hear what you come up with for this week's episode. Thanks.
Well, Virginia, this is probably one of the easiest episodes to create because let's face it, everything I think is wrong should be my middle name. The big question is, how do you celebrate this day? It's actually quite easy, I think. Given that nothing you think about will be correct, you just don't make any decisions today, especially the important ones. Should you wear the green or purple outfit to go to work? Neither. Skip work altogether. On this new day off, should you make hot dogs or a salad? Say it with me, hot dogs in your salad. When you get back to your couch or bed, should you binge Brooklyn Nine-Nine or watch Goodfellas? How about reading a good book instead? This day is also a good time to self-reflect that you are not always right, which is not necessarily a bad thing. So that brings me to a conversation that I had with a friend of mine last year. We were discussing the famous McDonald's hot coffee lawsuit. He said he hated people like this woman who sued the big corporate clown to make an easy buck. At an earlier time in my life, I would have completely agreed with him. But about 8 years ago, I saw a documentary about this case and realized I didn't know what I was talking about. Reading only headlines does not make one smarter. After 20 minutes trying to explain the issue to him, he was clearly going to die on that hill without caring about the facts. So that brings me to my main recommendation. There's no real decision to be made here. The episode is called The Lawsuit and is from the Swindled Podcast. And by sheer coincidence, it's about the McDonald's hot coffee lawsuit and pretty much explains the whole case and why your thoughts on it are probably wrong. Today's guest is Virginia Marshall, who writes and produces the Borrowed podcast from the Brooklyn Public Library. Borrowed tells us stories that start at the library but take you somewhere new. I learned about polar bears. No, not the big white animals, but the Coney Island Polar Bear Club. I learned about Andrew Carnegie's complicated legacy. And I also learned about a 3,000-ton barge of garbage in Brooklyn in the 1980s. As a side note, I'm completely jealous of Virginia as the Brooklyn Public Library has a podcast studio. I'm writing this script at my local library, but then I record it in my studio, otherwise known as my 2x6-foot clothes closet. For a third recommendation, Virginia recommends the interview with Dr. Amy Cavanaugh on the How We Got Here podcast, which is a show that interviews notable disabled people as they take a journey on public transportation. During this interview, Amy discusses language and identity from her wheelchair as they travel from Angel to King's Cross. Today's extra hot sauce is to remind you that many years ago today, Julius Caesar made a bad decision by not staying home. You probably don't want to make the same mistake. Come back on March 18th to hear something truly awkward. As always, take a look at the show notes for links to all the podcasts mentioned in this episode, as well as other life-altering information. To make it easy for you, there's also a link to a podcast playlist that will contain all the episodes ever mentioned in this show. See you next week sometime for another round of recommendations. Are you still listening? Do you still want more podcast goodness? If so, get on over to podcastgumbo.com and subscribe to my newsletter today.